Hi, and welcome to Bytes by MSDN. I'm Tim Huckabee of Internology and Actis Software. And today, our guest is Sean Wildermuth.
Well, thanks for having me.
From Agilitrain. Now, Sean, thanks for coming here today. You're like the king of Silverlight training.
I prefer Prince, but...
Fair enough. Fine. But that's the focus of your life right now. You're getting developer smart on the Silverlight stack, which includes the phone, too, right?
Correct. We're doing a lot with the phone. Well, I'm actually working on a Windows Phone 7 book right now.
Really?
Hopefully should be done. If my editor has her way, it will be done in the first quarter.
And what publisher would that be?
Addison Wesley.
Excellent.
It's in the Checkerboard series.
Yep. With. Great publisher.
So I'm all into the phone right now. Obviously, I've been into Silverlight since it was WPFE.
Since the beginning. I mean, yeah. You're very active on the Silverlight aliases that I'm on. I learn a ton just by looking at your posts.
And you don't post anything on them.
No, I read. I'm a lurker. But you're out there training the masses in Silverlight. Mm-hmm. I think that's your big benefit to community.
I hope so.
I mean, the people...
Mortgage company likes it as well.
Fair enough. People who want to get smart on either Silverlight, the phone, or both... Mm-hmm. Can come to Agilitrain and do courses all over the world, I think, right?
Agilitrain does courses all over the United States, and we have partners in Canada, Australia, and Europe, and South America.
And you're training in more than Silverlight, too. You're training in other parts of the .NET stack.
Yeah, we're about to announce an HTML5, MVC3 jQuery course to kind of bring people, web form guys, into the new world.
Now, that's interesting. Are you... I can't help but ask you, are you considering some HTML5 type training?
I am. You know, it's funny because I think that people are still confused, still think they're in a heated battle.
Totally confused.
I like to use this phrase. Silverlight is about apps. HTML is about the web. That's it. I mean, there's no must, shoulds, haves, can'ts. It's if you're building apps, especially in an enterprise, Silverlight is a compelling story. Tooling is awesome. If you're building for
data
the web,
access, yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, it's .NET. It seems clear to me and you, but there is a wild confusion out there that HTML5 can do everything, and clearly it cannot. It can't even do streaming media like Silverlight does.
Right.
Do you cover that in your training?
We don't, because most of the people that come to training are line of business guys.
Yeah,
so we spend
CRUD app type
much
stuff.
More time in CRUD and. Data access, data services, OData, RIA services. We kind of cover, building apps as well as consuming data in apps.
Well, that'll be interesting to see if you develop an HTML5 class, and especially interesting to see, you know, when that might happen, because you know that you have three different browser versions, and it's gonna be crazy from here on in.
It will.
All right, so you do Silverlight training. You're doing workshops in the phone. You're writing a book. What else consumes your day? Is there any more minutes in the day?
Not a lot. Fallout 3, but I mean, that's about it.
All right. Fair enough. Hey, I really appreciate you coming today. Thanks a lot.
Well, thanks a lot, Tim, for having me.
And thank you guys for watching.